Spider-Man's sort of father figure, his Uncle Ben, is one of the moral heroes of the story. At one point, Uncle Ben tells Spider-Man a lesson that has always stuck with me. With great power comes great responsibility. You see, Spider-Man would have to grow to learn this over time, through much trial and error, realizing that he was to use his superhuman powers for the good and not for evil. From the book of the prophet Jeremiah, in these 7 verses, Jeremiah utters dire threats against the shepherds of his day, the kings, priests, and prophets. These groups were the leaders of the people of Judah in different ways. Their neglect of the flock given into their care, however, and their neglect of God was bringing exile on the people. Though they were given much responsibility by God, they had become corrupt, and the people's well-being was suffering consequently. Yet our Lord was a good God and was watching out for his people. Therefore, Jeremiah was warning the shepherds that our Lord would avenge his people and set trustworthy shepherds over them. Most importantly, Jeremiah says, our Lord would raise up a righteous king of David to rule the people. This shepherd of David, this Messiah, he says, would save the people. We know, of course, today that Jeremiah was referring to Christ, who is the one good shepherd. In the gospel, St. Mark strongly brings out the compassion and the human understanding of Christ for man. Right? Our Lord first planned to give his apostles a well-deserved rest. They had evidently worked hard while out on their mission that we had heard about in last week's gospel. And a few days rest would restore their lost energy. It's understandable. I mean, he himself too must have been hard-pressed, preaching and dealing with the crowds. In the absence of the apostles, he had no one to help him. He too needed a rest in his human nature. He therefore planned that they could go to a quiet corner of the Sea of Galilee, where there was no village and where they could not be disturbed. Sort of like a brief summer vacation. Yet, as we heard, the desire of the crowds to see him and to hear him upset their plans completely. The people got there first. Now, as a side note, this happens to priests all the time. Now, Christ could have sent them away, but again, here his human compassion and pastoral sensitivity is displayed. Seeing these simple people of Galilee so anxious to hear about God and his mercy, he let them stay and began to preach the gospel to them, despite his fatigue. By doing this, he was teaching his future shepherds and priests, the apostles, what it actually means to be a good shepherd.